All right, welcome for another episode of the Empowerment Principles. This is Kevin Yates from KevinRYates.com. Now, the other night I had a real interesting conversation. That's what I want to talk to you about in this episode today, because this is hugely important and this is a big stumbling block for so many people who just can't seem to ever get where they want to go in life. You know, maybe you're stuck there in your what I call your second life, where you know you're closer to 40 or you're closer to 50, or maybe you're older than that than you are to 30. And you just, for whatever reason, feel like no matter what, it's just life has passed you by. You just can't get to your goals. You know, life just kind of isn't it's dealt you the wrong hand, and it's just not meant to pan out the way you want. But let me tell you something, this conversation, I want to take you back the other night to this conversation I was having with my mother-in-law. And we had them over for dinner, and we were talking about going after your dreams in life. Of all the things, this subject came up. And we were talking about this, and I remember my mother-in-law talking about how she had certain dreams in her life that she wanted to go after, but how, you know, she tried a little bit here and there, she tried a few things, but they didn't work. And then I asked her, I said, well, what's stopping you from going for it now? And she looked at me and she said, I'm too old. It's too late for me. And I just stopped right there and I couldn't believe what I was hearing. And I tried to talk to her and tell her, look, what's the definition? I mean, what defines being too old? What is stopping you? Why do you think that you're too old? And she just kind of looked at me and shook her head, and she just couldn't accept the fact that she didn't even think that it was even remotely possible to start now and go after her dreams. But it's important because this is, like I said, a stumbling block for so many people, especially when you're in that second life of yours, when you're on the flip side of 40 and you just feel like life is passing you by and you've got all these regrets and these desires and everything, but you're just not going anywhere with them. And maybe you tried something before. Maybe you tried before and failed. And that fear of failure has got you in its grip. And it's got its grip around you so tight that you're just too afraid to ever put yourself out there again. You know, I've been there before. I've been there before a long time ago when my first time I ever attempted to go and speak in front of an audience. And it wasn't a time that I had planned to speak in front of an audience, but nonetheless, I did. And I remember getting up at that podium and there was over 100 people in the audience. Now, at the time, I had never even spoken to an audience of more than 3 people. Well, other than the one time in my college public speaking course, but I didn't really count that because that was a class assignment. But what happened was I was so nervous and I was stumbling all over my words. I couldn't look anybody in the eye. I was just looking down. My voice was, it was just nervous and quivering. My legs were shaking. I mean, just nothing went out right, and I flat out bombed. And I look at this years later when I figured out and decided that part of what I wanted to do was I was going to be a speaker. I was going to empower audiences worldwide to help them transform their lives and help them become the greatest version of who they are here to be. I wanted to help people reinvent themselves and live their life purpose. But yet, it almost didn't happen because when I wanted to get back into speaking, I felt that fear of failure again. And I just thought, you know, I should have tried this a long time ago, because now I was pushing 40, and I was a lot closer to 40. I was pushing closer to 40 than I was to 30. And I just didn't think, you know, I thought that maybe I was just getting a little too old and that the time just wasn't right and this just wasn't going to pan out. And I had all those reasons, that little voice in my head telling me every reason why I couldn't do it. My mind was reminding me. That little voice told me about that time. Don't you remember how you bombed in front of that audience? Don't you remember how horrible you felt? You felt like a failure. You were a loser on that day. All of those little things my voice was telling me in my head. But I'll tell you something. I'm lucky that I tried again. I'm lucky that I got up and did it, because I'll tell you what I started thinking. The pain for me that I felt inside got so bad that I knew that it was more painful for me to live with that inside and to live with that regret and to live with all of that bottled up in me than it was for me to go out even if I bombed again. And that's when I made the decision. I'm so glad I did, because from there on, I turned my life around. I turned that corner and I started to realize, I started having little successes every time I spoke. People started complimenting me, and I knew Little by little, I was finding my success, despite my age. And you can do it too. See, it doesn't matter if whatever you've tried before, if you tried something and you failed, it doesn't mean that you're a failure. See, your dreams don't die just because you're 40 or because you're older than 40. Your dreams don't die. They only die if you let them. So if you tried something and you failed before, it doesn't mean you're a failure. All it means is that what you tried didn't work. So guess what? Try something else. That's all it means. See, we get so stuck and we get so attached to our failures that we mistakenly attach ourselves to our failures. We start to believe that we are failures, but we're not. You got to just get back up and realize your failure is not you. Your failures don't define you unless you let them. It just means that something you tried didn't work, and there's always another way, something else that you can try. Now, remember, if you don't believe me, think about Thomas Edison. Who do you know more who had failed more times in his life than Thomas Edison? You know, it's been reported that he failed about over 9,000 times or something before he discovered the light bulb. I mean, can you imagine having that many times keep trying and trying something and failing? I don't think anybody, I don't know anybody who has stuck around long enough, who's given it a go long enough to fail that many times, because they give up. They give up. And it's interesting because successful people, the thing about successful people is that they actually fail more often than unsuccessful people do. The only difference between successful people and unsuccessful people is that successful people succeed because they don't give up. Remember, it's like that the last episode when I talked about staying in the game longer. That's what they do. They stay in the game. They stay on that field. They keep getting up in that batter's box and swinging that bat. And they swing and swing and swing until they finally get a hit. Right? They stay in the game long enough. And that's what you got to do as well. Don't let your dreams die just because you're older than 40 or you're older than 50 or maybe you're older than 60 if you're listening to this. It really doesn't matter. Keep trying. Keep trying. I'll tell you about some other success stories. There's a guy named Bill Harris. He was in the movie The Secret. But more importantly than that, Bill Harris was a man who he was in his late 30s. He was extremely depressed. He was angry all the time. He had a bad drug problem. He had relationships in his life that weren't going right. Nothing in his life was working. And all he wanted was to be happy. He just wanted to be happy and he wanted to have some degree of success. Well, at that age, in his late 30s, Bill Harris, he created a program and a company called Centerpoint. And it's amazing because he, over time, he worked on that company. That was his dream, to build this company up into something successful. And not only did he succeed with it, but he turned it into what is now a multi-million dollar company. And it's helped hundreds of thousands of people literally all across the world. Unbelievable. And there's another story of a man named Neil Donald Walsh. And Neil Donald Walsh, well, he was a guy who, he was in his early 50s, if I recall this right, and he was extremely unsuccessful. He was unemployed. He had financial problems. Nothing in his life was working as well. But in his 50s, he stuck with it, and he finally found success when he wrote one of the most controversial, but a best-selling book, and actually became a series of books called Conversations with God. And it became highly successful. He speaks all over the world. He's got all kinds of programs that he offers. And the guy is extremely successful now. And this happened to him starting in his 50s. So why am I bringing this up? Well, it's just to remind you that no matter where you are, your failures don't have to continue to be stumbling blocks that have you in their grip and that are keeping you from being, doing, and having what you want in life. It doesn't matter how old you are. All you have to do is make the decision to keep going after your dreams. So here's three things that you can do, three steps in overcoming that fear and no matter what, just making the choice and making that decision and starting to get yourself moving forward toward your dreams. So three things you want to do is, first, you've got to know what you want. And I've talked about this before, but it's like that old line in the Alice in Wonderland movie where Alice is talking to the cat and asking the cat, which road she should take to get to where she needs to go. And the cat had asked her, well, where do you want to go? And she had said, I don't know. And then he said, it doesn't matter what road you take, because any road will get you there. So you have to know what you want so you know where you're going, okay? So that's the first thing. You got to know what you want. That's your destination. The second thing you got to do is you've got to take a personal inventory of where you are now. How far are you off from that goal? Where are you at? You've got to identify, where in life are you at? Identify, you know, financially, where are you? Educationally, where are you? You know, define all of the things you need to about where you are. And then the final step is you start to identify the resources you have. You have to know what you need, resources that you need to achieve your goal. That's why it's important to know where you're at, because it lets you know the things that you don't have that you're going to need. So you identify resources that you're going to need to achieve your goal, and you also want to identify the resources that you have that you may not have even thought about. You know, I'll tell you about a time where this wasn't anything crazy huge that I did, but it was a time where I was planning. I wanted to do a seminar for my community to help build up my personal training business. And I had never put on a seminar. I mean, I'm talking about not going to a seminar to speak, but I was wanting to put on a seminar and be the speaker. And so I had to take a look at, okay, what was my goal? What did I want? Well, I wanted to put this seminar on for the community. Well, I had to know where I was now. And that meant that I had to kind of look at what I had, what I didn't have. And I knew that, okay, here I was. I didn't have a place to go speak. I did have an email list. I did have a Facebook profile. I did know people in my community. I was a member of different groups and organizations. So that's kind of an inventory of where I was at. But I also knew that I was going to need something. I was going to have to find a place where I could speak, but yet a place that wasn't going to cost me an arm and a leg to do this. I was going to need to have some kind of handout, some kind of a presentation, and I really didn't know at the time the first way to go about doing this. But what I did was I took it one step at a time. I said, well, let me work on the resources I have. So I listed them all down, and the first thing I did was I started searching for a place to hold the presentation. And after I looked around a few places, and then of all things, I contacted the local library in the area. And I asked them if there was a way that they had any conference rooms available that maybe I could rent out. And they actually happened to have a conference room that you could rent out free of charge, of all things. So I went down there and I booked the date that I was going to host the seminar. So I officially had a place to host it. But now I didn't have a presentation. So what I did know is that I had my computer at home and I knew how to use PowerPoint so that I could put on a presentation on the PowerPoint, although I didn't know how I was going to make that happen, how I was going to get people to see the PowerPoint. I didn't have any way to display it on the screen in that library. So I thought about, well, if I needed to have this, how could I go about getting one? I certainly didn't want to buy one and invest all kinds of money in that just for one seminar. So what I started thinking about was the people that I knew. And of all things, I started putting it out there and talking to people about what I was planning on doing and the fact that I was in need of a PowerPoint presentation. And lo and behold, I spoke to one of my good friends, actually, who I've known him for years. And it turns out that he had a PowerPoint projector. So this was perfect. So I created the PowerPoint. He came down and he loaned me the PowerPoint projector. He taught me how to set it up and how to run it. And all I did was I did it from there. And then I printed out some handouts, and before I knew it, it was the day of the seminar. I had a full-on presentation. I had it hooked up in there. I had the video camera so I could record it, and I could put it out on the internet and help boost my business out that way. But the thing that I'm getting at is this wasn't the biggest success that I had ever had in my life, but it was a very important one because it taught me that no matter what, I could find the resources that I need to achieve the goals in my life. This was a big stepping stone. It taught me how the process of setting up goals and how you go after them rather than just giving up on something that you really want to do. There's always a way. So that's the point that I'm getting to you today, right? The three steps: know what you want, know where you are, and then identify your resources, and then just find people. Find the people that you know and ask for help. And you'll be amazed at how many people will help you if you just simply ask. You'll be amazed at how many resources you have available to you that you may not even thought about before. It just takes a little bit of thought, a little bit more thought than most people are willing to do. Most people who've already given up on their dreams, they've given up on even trying, but not you. That's all it takes, because it just takes those small steps, just these three. So again, don't let your dreams die after 40. Don't let your dreams die after 50. They don't need to die. Your dreams have no, they will never die unless you allow them to. So now is the time to get yourself up, dust yourself off, forget about any of those failures that you've had before, because your failures do not define you. The dreams you have, those dreams you have deep inside you, no, they know no boundaries. So don't you dare let those failures of yours define you. Dust yourself off. Get up and get going. Identify those dreams and don't let them die just because you feel that you're a little bit older now than you were years ago. Don't let those dreams die. All right, so I'd love to know how this podcast has helped you, what you've learned from it, what you've identified from it, which of the three steps was the most impactful for you. And I want you to contact me over on my website at kevinryates.com and let me know all about it. And if you haven't done so yet, if you really want to know a certain way how to overcome all those fears and negative thinking and self-limiting beliefs you have, you really want to know a way to do it that'll allow you to live the life that you want, allow you to reinvent yourself and live life by your own rules, then you've got to get over to my website, kevinryates.com, and get my free 5 digital CD program called 5 Steps to Freedom. Those are the 5 steps that I've used personally and the 5 steps that I've used with the clients that I've worked with to help them achieve their goals by overcoming all their fears, all their self-limiting beliefs, so that they could reinvent themselves. And they did it, and so did I, and so can you. So go over to my website and go pick that up now. Like I said, it's for free if you haven't already done so. It is a very, very powerful program. All right, so until next time, this is Kevin Yates wishing you a life without limits and telling you get up there, go out there, reinvent yourself, and live life by your own rules. I'll talk to you soon.